from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's going to be short. Fielded at the 4 by Hines, coming straight up the middle to the 20, cuts it back at the 25, he's got an alley down the right sideline to the 40, 50, down to the 40, 35, 30, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Nyheim Hines, 96 yards! Run, run as fast as you can! You're not catching Hines, he's your end zone man! Buffalo on the board! With the first play from scrimmage.
Chris Brown on the call there. One of the famous plays the last couple seasons. Nyheim Hines. Immediately after DeMar Hamlin went down in Cincinnati, which was a special moment in the stadium. Holy cow. Tears everywhere after that. Chris, by the way, announced officially yesterday, if you missed it, is the official voice of the Buffalo Bills going forward. So congratulations to Chris. Kickoffs. All right, we're ready. We are fired up about kickoffs and what we're going to see. Preseason will be our first taste in the NFL of that, but we have seen it in the XFL. Sean Syed from Sumer Sports, now on the Western Hotline, Director of Communications for Sumer Sports. Hey, Sean, thanks for getting up with us this morning.
Hey, thanks so much for having me on. You know, special teams, something maybe a lot of us just kind of go to the bathroom for a little break during the game, but it's going to be fun this year. There's going to be a lot to track.
That's not true.
Wait, let me say, Sean, you're talking to a fan base here that is every year pounding the table to get Steve Tasker into the Hall of Fame. So we do not treat it like that here in Buffalo.
Yes.
Well, good. I'm glad.
Yes. So, you're right. It's kind of become that play, though, the kickoff specifically, where, get up, go to the bathroom, take a 2-minute break, 5-minute break, really, if you need it, and probably not going to have that anymore. So we are going to see what we get. And Sean did a deep dive into what we saw in the XFL in the last couple of seasons with their kickoff, which I guess I didn't. I mean, there's a lot to know here, right? There's a lot to remember off the top of your head, Sean. But until I read your piece, I didn't even, or I at least forgotten that there's subtle differences between the XFL kickoff rules and the NFL kickoff rules.
Yeah, exactly. There are subtle differences, but I actually think that they're so important that they're going to form how kickers, how they really treat the entire play. So in the XFL, there was only one returner back. In the NFL, you'll have the option to have two returners back. And there's something that they're going to call it the landing zone. Basically, it's the goal line to the 20-yard line on the receiving team side where the ball has to land in that area to kind of start the play. And in the XFL, if the ball bounced in there, you had to wait at least 3 seconds for the kickoff team to go chase the ball. But in the NFL, you're going to be allowed to run after it the second it hits the ground. So to me, you know, if I'm Tyler Bass, I'm practicing all sorts of knuckleball kicks. I want to get that wind in Orchard Park to be able to take advantage of it, get that ball rolling, and really be able to take advantage from the kickoff side.
The issue will be, though, and you're right, like you want to try and strategize here, Sean, but if you knuckleball it and it lands before the landing zone, the other team can get it at the 40-yard line. That's a bit of a risk to take if someone touches it or if it bounces before that.
Yeah, I would agree that it is a real risk. And actually, in the XFL, instead of just the 40-yard line, it would go to the other team, like your own 45-yard line. So it's like a 15-yard difference in terms of the penalty. But, I mean, I've seen a video of a kicker practicing it, and I really, really believe in NFL kickers. I think that they, as much as you want to complain about field goal kickers in general, I think they're going to be able to control this, and we can see a difference in maybe the ones that are really, really good at it. And sure, certainly there's going to be some, I think, power kickers that they just want to boom the ball out of the back of the end zone. But if you're talking about the difference between 10 yards to start a drive, the chance that you score on that drive is drastically changed. So I think it's important enough that, you know, if it lands at the 15 instead of the 20, so certainly that's fine, and there is a risk to it, but there's a lot to be gained as well, especially if we think about a muffed return or a fumble or really even pinning someone back at the 10 to start a drive.
So Sean Sayed on the Western Hotline, Sumer Sports. You can actually find his in-depth piece on the kickoffs at sumersports.com. We could never get into everything you had in a 10-minute conversation, which we wouldn't want to anyway. There was so much data in it, too. So how many kickoffs did you watch for this again from the XFL?
It was over 400. Last time I looked, I believe it's 407. Enough to make my eyes a little strained and make me glad that the preseason doesn't start for a few weeks.
Yeah. So in kind of open-ended here to start, like, what was there something that you learned from watching those 407 kickoffs that surprised you more than anything, whether it was the blocking or, again, like maybe what the kicker was doing on some of these plays? Was there anything that kind of surprised you after going through this exercise or going through this film analysis?
Yeah, so the way I cut it up was basically I wanted to look at where the kicker was kicking the ball to on the field. So from the kick and view, kind of like outside the numbers, between the numbers and the hashes, or in between the hashes itself. And after watching all of those from the XFL data, there wasn't really a meaningful difference between where it was kicked from a horizontal level. So I thought going in, I was like, you know, if I was a kicker, I'd probably try and kick it right into the corner. It's maybe a little bit easier to kind of have that become a play that's positive for the kickoff team. But because it kind of didn't matter where you kicked it from, to me then now you can kick it to specific areas to highlight specific players. And of all the players that ended up having the most tackles, it was actually an inside player. And a lot of the times if a returner just like paused or danced around, or maybe they caught the ball on the right and tried to reverse field to the left, the play was happening way too fast. And those inside guys, especially in the NFL, where they're going to be more athletic than a lot of those guys in the XFL, they're going to be able to make a big play.
Right. Good point about the athleticism. Go ahead, Sal.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through...
deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, there's two parts of the kickoffs, right, this year, which are A, the operation of the kickoff itself, and B, Sean, roster construction, right? We're all kind of wondering how teams are going to do this. Did you find anything by kind of looking at how rosters were constructed? Who's on the actual kickoff team or return team by looking at all these kickoffs?
Yeah, so some kickoff units, they tried to have, like, bigger body kind of offensive linemen on the block, and that, to me, it looked like it just really didn't work because players were just too fast. And in the NFL, when we see holding calls, a lot of the times it's, the left tackle is holding the guy just a little bit, the ball bounces outside, and then you grab cloth and get flagged. So to me, those the biggest bodies may not be able to have the most success just because of the speed of it. And I think if I was going to choose just like one position type to play every single spot, it'd probably be a running back just because the blockers, it kind of feels like a running back kind of preparing for a linebacker blitz to happen. And then on the other side, I think that players, like safeties, because you have to have some sort of hybrid. You've got to be really, really strong. You've got to be crazy, crazy fast. And it'll be interesting to see what teams kind of manipulate it, whether they put their best guy on a side or if they're kind of stacking their better players inside.
Yeah. So in the first couple minutes we've been talking to you here, does it sound like athleticism? Not that wasn't important before, but being like having the size and speed combo is going to be very important. Maybe it will be more important just because of, Sean, where the NFL has gone with kickoffs, where it just was so rare that you even saw returns. And was it pretty much true in the XFL that almost everything was returned?
Yeah, I think the percentage of returns, it was definitely above 75%. Like, there are going to be a lot of returns this year, and part of that is because you literally cannot fair catch a ball that falls in the landing zone, which do I love mandating to the best athletes in the world, like what they have to do, maybe not, but it's certainly going to lead to a lot more of them, and whether that's positive or negative, that's certainly to be seen. And I absolutely agree with you that, of course, athleticism is always, always, always going to be so harped on in the NFL because it's so important, but I think that there's going to be, like, it makes sense to kind of take a flyer just on a freak athlete where maybe they're not the most fine-tuned in their specific position, but the kickoff and the starting field position is going to be important multiple times a game, obviously, hopefully for the Bills scoring so many points every game. So that's going to be something where you have players that are able to now, fit a roster and get an extra NFL game check just because of how good they are at this specific thing.
So in years past, we've seen kickoff specialists, like you said, be guys who could boot it out of the end zone. You can still do that now. You might see ones now that are actually more adept at these kinds of things we're talking about, kind of the trajectory and the knuckleball, which would be interesting for that. But also, I think, Sean, what we're going to see here is preseason's going to be wild. Like, teams aren't just going to boot it out of the end zone in preseason, even if they want to do that in the regular season. This is about roster evaluation. This is about trying things. We may see this could be the funnest, most fun preseason just because of this change in the NFL we've seen in a long time.
Look, I certainly hope so, because I watched a lot of kickoffs, and it would be real, real boring if nothing happened. But if I'm a coach in the preseason, I agree with you. It's so new. Of course, we got to see it in the XFL, but you make a great point. You have to be able to evaluate what your players can do. Yep. And to me, the players that can execute the specific techniques that are asked, like, it's a weird kind of block. Like, you're backing up a little bit in a basketball shuffle and you're kind of catching a guy running full speed at you. So you want to be able to see players do that. So for me, if I'm evaluating a roster, I'm kicking it into the landing zone. I don't have to get too crazy with my knuckleballs yet. I don't want to see people just kicking out of the back of the end zone because then we're not going to get as much. But there should be a little bit of, hey, we're going to hide maybe a specific kind of blocking technique or a specific kind of blocking scheme, where in the XFL, it feels like a run play in a lot of ways. So you get some of the blocking of that we're used to seeing in a run play. So, I'm excited. The first time we're going to see it is at the start of August. So it should be good, even if it looks a lot more exciting in September.
How creative in the XFL did coaches get with kickoffs? Like, how many things did you see get tried? I guess mainly on the return side of things, right? Because I would imagine that's where, you know you're going to get the ball. The kickoff team, well, actually, I don't know. You tell me, because kickoff team, this is what's so fascinating about it, is you could have a plan for like how to block a play on a kick return, but if the kicker boots it to the opposite side, like what are you going to do about it?
Yeah, that's another really good point. When I was looking at the blocking side, there was like almost like a dozen different kind of like what I charted them pretty much as a type of run play, whether it's like a puller or a player kind of going from the outside to the inside to make a block. So a lot of the creativity happened there. And there was a reverse, there was a throwback where a guy throws the ball across the field. So I think we'll see that in the NFL. Now, I'm not sure how much success those reverses are going to have. But one of the things about the XFL rule is on the return side, all 10 players had to be on the same line on the receiving side. But in the NFL, two players outside the hashes are going to be able to be off the line within a five-yard zone. So that actually gives them a little bit more flexibility, because sometimes when the return team was trying to set it up in the XFL, they were just too slow because they were on the line. They had to run 15 yards back. The other guy had a head start. But in the NFL, you know, there's going to be even more flexibility. And, you know, I would love to see kind of someone get, like, involved in a rugby pitch, or now we're running around throwing the ball around. Obviously, that's going to be very risky for a team, but it would be fun at least.
So, like, did it almost kind of seem like they were treating it like a run play on offense too, like with some of the blocking schemes?
Yeah, absolutely. And that, okay. I wanted to use run game terminology because it looked like that, and they were certainly treating it like that. Whether it's, hey, we're going to have two people kind of block down with leverage and have someone pull around them, or we're going to leave a specific person kind of unblocked and trust that our returner is able to make that person miss. And I think it's the right way to look at it on both sides, where the kickoff unit, you kind of have to be able to create levels, because if everyone is on a horizontal line and there's one seam and it gets broken, now it's a race to the end zone. So you're kind of creating that effect on both sides.
All right, Sal, you got anything else?
No, I'm fascinated by it.
I know, I'm just like...
I spoke at length, Sean, with Matthew Smiley, Bill's special teams coordinator, Matthew Smiley, and assistant Cody Harkey, and we talked a lot about this, and I learned so much about how, you know, they're trying to attack it. And one thing that stood out, too, is he said, you know, Sal, he said, when you go to a lot of these conferences and offseason, a lot of times you'll get the O-line coaches together and they'll share schemes. Well, the O-line can do that because they're not going against each other. He said special teams coaches aren't going to do that as much because you don't want to share your trade secrets with something like this, which everybody's kind of going to be a little bit on their own in their own island here, which is interesting.
Right.
Yeah, it's going to be so fun to see, because in the XFL, teams kind of, you know, you create your own personality almost based on how you approach it. So what comes from teams, and I think there's going to be a differentiation maybe this year in terms of, well, this special teams coordinator is really good. And this team is maybe treating it differently.
So last thing for me, Sean. Again, Sean Syed on the Western Hotline, the article he put out, way more context information than even what we're doing here. And it's, you got the video, you've got the graphics, the data. It's all put together really well. So last thing for me, do you, after looking at what the NFL rules are set up as and watching the way it went in the XFL, is it right to assume you think this is going to work? Like that this is here to stay, and maybe they tweak it, but that for the most part, this is what kickoffs are going to look like from here going forward?
I think it depends on what you consider the NFL's goal. So if the NFL's goal is just, we need to see more kickoff returns and have a reduced injury risk, to me, that is achieved through this rule, where the XFL had like a very, very low injury rate on the play, a ton of returns. So that is something we're going to see. To me, I would be surprised if the exact same rule stays the same next year. I believe this rule is currently in effect for 1 year, specifically because I really feel like we're going to see the best kickers knuckleball the ball down. It's going to be able to like kind of cause chaos, and we're going to see teams kind of starting further back. You know, maybe that has a positive effect on some teams where the kickoff unit is able to kind of recover the ball. So, a lot is to be said. The XFL spent a lot of time researching this at, like, junior colleges kind of across the country. So it's good that we have a lot of XFL data. And, I sure hope it's going to be around, because I did a lot of work on that article that I hope everyone reads. But I think that there's going to be maybe one or two little, at least small tweaks that happen after we see a year of this.
All right, good stuff. Sean Syed on the Western Hotline, at Syed Schemes, S-Y-E-D Schemes, if you want to follow him on Twitter, and check out that article at sumersports.com. Appreciate you getting up with us, Sean, again, and we're looking forward to it, and hope you are too. So we'll hopefully chat again sometime during the season.
Looking forward to it. Thanks so much, guys.
Thanks, Sean. All right. the kickoff. Let's go. Preseason less than a month away. We'll see what we get. And they'll do, I'm sure, some practicing in training camp. I bet, though, if they're trying creative stuff, especially, you know, the Bills aren't going to want that out there. They got, like, certain plays that they're testing out in the preseason. Maybe the rugby guy. Travis Clayton. I don't know how fast he is, though.
There you go.
He's 6'7".
He's an old lineman, but you never know, right?
Yeah. Time out here, Extendo Sports. We'll wrap things up, get you off to the Extra Point Show here on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.